From Colorado Public Radio News, I'm Anna Pinoca. People across Colorado could hear tornado warning sirens tomorrow morning, but it's only a test. The National Weather Service and local emergency officials are making sure the warning system is ready here at the start of another severe weather season. For the next few months, forecasters will be looking out for the conditions that bring tornadoes, flooding, and fire danger, and the state's deadliest weather threat.
The biggest threat here in Colorado is lightning, actually. More people are killed or injured by lightning than all the other hazards.
That's Bob Glancy with the National Weather Service in Boulder. He spoke with Colorado Public Radio's Mike Lamp.
About how many people in Colorado die every year from being hit by lightning?
We average about 3 fatalities a year and 13 injuries per year, but we know the injuries are underreported.
Is Colorado an especially lightning-heavy state?
In the last 10 years, we were second as far as fatalities go. Florida was number one. We were number two.
Wow.
Yeah.
And is that partly because Coloradans spend a lot of time outside, or does Colorado just get hit by a lot of lightning?
It's both. People that live in Colorado enjoy the outdoors, and we do have a fairly high frequency of lightning.
And now you're testing the tornado warning system. Have you done anything new with the system since, I guess, last year when it was used?
We have not done anything new here, no.
So it's not reaching any more people than it used to, or using new kinds of technologies? Like, would you ever start to be tweeting, for example, a tornado warning?
No, we are not tweeting yet. We may very well be tweeting by this time next year. But we, at this point, are not. We do have a Facebook presence, though, and we'll have information on the test on the Facebook.
Do you have a sense of what kind of severe weather season we can expect here in Colorado?
That's a little hard to tell. Over the past 20 years, we've averaged 50 tornadoes a year in Colorado. Last year, there was only 21. We fully expect to see more tornadoes this year. Last year, we were in La Nina, and we had quite a really dry, warm summer. But as we transition from La Nina to El Nino, and projections are we may be in El Nino by later this summer, that would promote more moisture, making it into the state and a better chance of thunderstorms, at least in the second half of the summer.
So from a severe weather point of view, it sounds like early in the season, maybe fire danger is especially high. Later on in the season, more of a danger of heavy rains and flooding.
That would be one thing you could see. But again, even in a dry period, you can get thunderstorms. And so even if we are in a drier than normal pattern early in the summer, we could still get thunderstorms. You could still see tornadoes. So it's not out of the question that you'd have severe weather in the early part of the season, but it looks like we will be drier than normal and possibly warmer than normal going into the first part of the summer.
Well, thanks a lot for being here.
Okay. All right.
Bob Glancy is with the National Weather Service in Boulder. I'm Mike Lamp. This is Colorado Public Radio.